Hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing today?
Who are you?
My name is Tony. Am I speaking with Gary Bettino?
Yes.
Great. Mr. Bettino, I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Now, we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. We're not selling anything, and we're not going to ask for a donation. Now, Gary, if you don't mind me asking, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I worked about 23 years in the industry.
What is your primary... Okay, what is your primary branch of the trade?
I was a stonemason.
The stonemason, okay.
Yes, I worked at IBM in Hong Kong. I worked for the union, a few other places.
Okay, now if you don't mind me asking, sir, on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey, label mechanic, or foreman?
I worked as a stonemason.
Okay.
But then I went on my own business. I started my own business. So I did multiple stuff. I had jobs where I had 26 masons.
Okay. So you were a foreman, correct?
No, I was the contractor.
You were the contractor. Okay.
Yeah.
And
we built all union masons.
Okay, no problem. Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, are you currently working at the trade?
I can't work anymore. I'm 86 years old.
Oh, you're 86 years old. Okay. So you're pretty much retired. Would that be correct?
That's true.
Oh, that's great. Now, sir, if you don't mind me asking, how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
I didn't apply for, and I can't work. I'm too old.
Okay. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year or the last year that you were working?
I didn't have to, but I do. I don't mind working for non-union contractors either.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Great. Now, in the past, and it's going to say 12 months here, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
I think I've been helping them. You know, they're still reducing the dues for me when they send me the pension. Why they should reduce the pension? I'm too old. They're still reducing the dues.
I understand, sir. As a matter of fact,
I don't like that because...
Huh? As a matter of fact, it's going to be a part on this particular survey where you can share that with us, okay? But you never consider dropping your union membership.
I'm not doing anything related to work.
I understand, sir. We just want to get a feeling or find out if you ever considered dropping your union membership.
I'm not because I collected a pension from my union.
Okay.
The union.
I understand. Okay, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer or about the same as they were this time last year?
There are fewer.
Fewer. What about union construction projects? Are there more, fewer, or the same as this time last year?
In my area that I look, everything is slowing down because the price went up. Everything went
okay.
up.
Okay. So you would say fewer?
Fewer.
Okay. Now, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Would that be yes or no?
I think there's more than enough, yes.
Okay. Now, yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Think more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months. Do you think that there will be less unemployment, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Near future or in general, the next future?
In general.
In general. I think eventually it's going to be less.
Less. Okay, so there will be more unemployment.
I think so.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I'd say it would get worse.
Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, falling risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns.
None of the above.
Correct. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No. I am never invited.
For each of the following, please let me know if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never.
Never. Now, could you please rank the following news sources? Number one would be the one that you use the most, and then, you know, to the last one, which would be number six. Now, would you get your news from local TV programming, cable news, friends and neighbors, radio, the internet or social media, print or online newspaper? Which one would you use first?
I said the TV.
Local TV news. And the second one? Would that be cable news?
I don't care for any other one. Any other.
Newspapers?
No, I don't buy them.
What about radio?
No, I don't much. I don't listen.
What about your friends and neighbors giving you some news?
Occasionally. Literally,
okay.
not.
What about the internet or social media?
None of that.
Okay. So you will use the TV news, friends and neighbors. What about cable news?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So.
We got another question.
Yes. No, as a matter of fact, we're almost done, okay, sir? We're almost done, and I truly thank you. If you don't mind me asking,
please.
Yes, my name is Tony, Antonio.
Tony what?
Antonio Ayala, A-Y-A-L-A.
Ayala, from where?
I'm from San Francisco, California.
San Francisco.
Yes, sir.
You know, all the way across the country, yeah?
Yeah. That's where I'm located.
I belong to channel, the Local 5.
Local 5, KPIX, yeah.
Yes. So?
Yeah, that's Local 5, that's CBS.
So, why should I listen to you? I'm local over here.
I know, I understand. No, I don't work for the TV. We are doing this survey on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Craft Workers, okay? Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, foreign policy, education, healthcare, jobs and the economy, immigration, support for labor unions, or something else?
I mostly concern about health and the illegals coming in. I'm concerned about that.
The immigration, okay.
Yes.
As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't know what kind of organization is that?
The Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
I think for me it's not important for me.
Okay. Do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I think I like the Republican Party. They have better protection for the workers.
So you think the Republicans support that particular wages more?
I think so, yes.
Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
None of them. None of them.
Do you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done as president?
Nope.
You strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done supporting the labor unions?
Nope. Don't approve of it.
Healthcare?
Neither.
The economy?
No, I don't. The economy looks like it's going
fast. Okay. What about foreign affairs?
Foreign affairs, too.
Immigration.
Absolutely not. It's disgusting.
Do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is doing its job or handling its job?
No.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Are you registered to vote?
No.
Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety. Do you find it useful?
I don't think they're doing anything to help us, so, as especially retirees.
Okay. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I say good.
How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Poor.
How could the union best improve its representation and service? What can they do to improve? In your own words.
There's some suggestions that I like to give, but it's not up to me. I'm too old.
You can give them. That's why we're calling you. They want to find out.
I think they should get more clear and more persistent. That's all. They should make it themselves more understand.
Okay, so you think
more
that the union
more clear.
Should clear up?
Anyway, I gotta go. I have company. So
okay,
thank you
sir.
For calling. Bye.
Okay. Come on, man.